Do you hear that? Stop. Listen for a sec. That's the sound of background noise, and it's starting right now.
Hey there, and thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. As always, I'm super stoked for today's episode. We're sitting down with Garrett Nealis, and he just writes such cute love songs. And I mean, I guess some of them are probably like some like breakup-y songs, but nonetheless, they're very cute, very soft, very chill songs. So I think it's going to make for a good episode. I always like to get the show started, and I'll just let you, Garrett, tell us a little bit about yourself, your music, and kind of your little shtick with the project.
Yeah, well, thanks, Tora. I can't argue with that introduction. I definitely have moved into a little bit more joyous and a love kind of capacity with the songwriting. It's definitely a different direction for me. It didn't always be like that, but I'm excited about where the songwriting is heading, and it's been it's been a big movement towards a better place in the songwriting.
Cool. Why don't you tell me just a little bit about your journey with songwriting and music in general?
For sure. So yeah, the story starts out in Winnipeg. I actually born and raised in Winnipeg, and I was a competitive golfer once upon a time. So it was a life full of athletics growing up, and I actually went to University of Victoria on a golf scholarship, ended up getting a wrist injury, had to come back to Winnipeg, and that's basically where the music career started. I was traveling around Winnipeg with friends, trying to check out every local band that we could, kind of going through a party phase, and we would go to a place called Earl's Pemina every Wednesday night. We used to watch a band called Grant and Nazim, and every single night, my friends would say the same thing: "You gotta get Garrett up to play a song. He can play guitar really well." And every single time they would say, "No, we don't have guests, sorry, but keep coming to see our show." Finally, one night, I think we had a little more drinks in us than usual, and finally we were able to convince them to get me up to play, and that was how the whole music career started. And here we are 10, 15 years later, I guess, now, and a lot has transpired since then.
Right on. So we're going to listen to, I assume, mainly your solo project, but did you have projects previous to this?
Not on the original side. So the original side is all under my name, Garrett Nealis, but started out as a cover band, playing weddings, playing everything, private parties, you name it. And that's really how I cut my teeth in the industry to begin with.
Right on. Let's talk a little bit about your latest single that just came out not too long ago, Lipstick. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
Yeah, so Lipstick is definitely a turn in the songwriting for me. It's written just about the confidence and power that I saw my girlfriend take upon herself when she gets ready and when she puts those finishing touches on, the lipstick. I see this confidence radiate through her, and I see so much joy radiate through her throughout the whole getting ready process. And I just decided that, let's write a song about that feeling of empowerment, when we feel sexiest, when we feel on top of the world, have that elation. So it's much more obviously than just the vanity and putting on lipstick. It's really about embodying what it is about you that makes you feel in your own power. And it's just a fun, energetic song that's really the type of person I am.
I love that. And honestly, it was such a good, fun song. I was listening to it before the show here, and it made me think, like, and even just your last thought there, like, sometimes it's more fun getting ready the actual event itself. I've definitely had that a few times where, like, you spend like an hour doing your hair and your makeup with your friends and you're laughing and you're having fun, and then you go to the event, and it was kind of like, okay, I definitely had more fun getting ready for it though.
It is a funny phenomenon. I have definitely experienced that many a time too. And that was kind of the elation that I wanted to capture with the song, is that anticipatory feeling where, you're excited about something, and whether that's your going out song or your pregame song, whatever it needs to be, that's the feeling that I was really embodying when we were writing it.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to spin that song right away here, Lipstick. And then when we come back, we'll talk about some of your older songs.
t-shirt of mine, sweatpants and a sexy smile. We got a dinner date at 9, and I said that we're gonna be late again. You say my hair is a mess and I don't like the stress, when you know damn well that you're beautiful. When you walk to the mirror, I'm watching you move. It's such a sight to see when you put on your lipstick and you're invisible. Cause your lips give the sweetest taste of love, but the chocolate's leaving your lips on me. Take over the world in my body when you put on your lipstick. When you put on your lipstick on your coffee cup, little pick me up. I'm a freeze when you're walking out the door. I'm a favorite shirt on your way to work. It's like a miracle to me when you pull on your lipstick and you're invisible. Cause your lips give the sweetest taste of love, but the chocolate's leaving your lips on me. Take over the world in my body when you put on your lipstick. Put on your lipstick. When you put on your lipstick. Put on your lipstick. Cause your lips give the sweetest, sweetest kisses of all.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're talking with Garrett Nealis. It's just going to be a fun episode. He has good, nice, soft songs. I think it'll be really good. We just listened to Lipstick, one of his latest songs that just came out, and it's going to be your new getting ready anthem. But I want to take it back a little bit to some of your older songs off of your 2022 EP, End of an Era. Again, I listened to that one before the show, and End of an Era in particular was really hitting home for me. So why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Yeah, End of an Era was definitely, it's kind of the exclamation point on leaving behind a little bit of the, your past. I don't know that there's anybody in the world that doesn't have something that they look back and cringe upon, or, we get in those ruminatory phases sometimes. And it was especially prominent for me around age 26, 27, where I was growing out of a lot of my bad life habits and things that I wasn't, things that I was doing that wasn't healthy for me. End of an Era was not really a celebration of getting past that, but at least a celebration of acknowledging that, hey, these are the things that we need to address and work on here. It's not perfect right now, but it's time to start to get to work at it. So it was really that mark in my own life where things started to change. I had to make some changes, and it was a good feeling for me. So the song, it really brings out that emotion, that fist in the air, that proclamation that I was feeling internally. And yeah, I'm very proud with how that one came out.
Yeah, right on. Another one off that album that I want to talk about was Stumbling Home. Why don't you tell me a bit about that one?
That was the first song I put out. To speak candid on that one, I look back and it was probably from a place of unhealthy behaviors You know, I look back on the songwriting of that one. It's a fun song, but it's definitely not who I am today. And I've toyed with maybe taking that one down off Spotify, but I've just decided that, hey, this is part of the autobiography. And, you know, I want to keep up all the works that I've put out. You know, I want to keep them up online so people can see the progression and the maturation. And eventually I want these collections of songs to be, you know, just almost a memoir of different moral pillars that I had at the time and show that growth, that progression and let that be, you know, an example to another artist or even my children someday coming up that, hey, you know, you have to progress through life and come to these different stages and realize that, hey, there's some things you can continue doing, but there's some things you have to leave behind. And I think Stumbling Home was one of those ones where, you know, I was really relying on, you know, a partner or whoever I was with at the time to really be that sturdying partner in the relationship because I was a little bit all over the place. But yeah, it's one of those ones it was fun to put together, and it was a great stepping stone to finally get into releasing music and putting it out there for the world.
Yeah, and you know what, and that's why I always like dig back in the shows to like some of the oldest songs that I can find from an artist, because I absolutely love being able to listen to an artist's journey over so long, and you can hear how they grow both musically, lyrically, and I feel just like socially. Well, right, you change your pillars, you change your goals. It's nice to be able to see that in other people as well, and then you're like, oh, everybody goes through these stages and these changes and whatnot.
Yeah, I think we're a lot more alike than we lead on to think.
Absolutely. We're going to listen to those two songs there off of your 2022 EP, End of an Era. And then when we come back, I want to mix things up a little bit in this show and play a couple of the live songs. I don't do that a whole lot on the show. I don't know why, but I was listening to them today and I was like, you know what? I think it would be fun. So we're going to listen to some live songs when we come back.
Another scotch on a dark night, another dance with a cigarette, another feeling that I can't fight, holding hands with my regret. Same bed, same heartbreak, same damn mistakes, but I'm done thinking this is gonna kill me. I'll be okay, it's the end of an era.
consequence. My ego gets all, think I know it all, but you predict the fall just like you do every time. And you pull me from my vices that give me bad advice, and I know that, yes, I know that. And you deserve much better. I keep trying to get there, but I stumble. Yeah, I stumble. And you say, sometimes you're just a stranger in disguise. I don't recognize the baby. Stubborn than me is your loyalty, and you always know the right punch to throw to make a man of me. So look me in the eyes, get me down to size, make me realize that I take it up for granted and live on second chances. You know that, but you know that I'll be running like a bandit, won't leave you empty-handed back to you every time. And you say, sometimes you're just a stranger in disguise. I don't recognize the baby.
Listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're talking with Garrett Nealis, a musician from Manitoba. We just listened to a couple songs from his 2022 EP, End of an Era, but I'm going to mix things up a little bit in the show, and we're going to listen to a couple live songs in a few minutes here from the Park Theater. Why don't you tell me first just a little bit about that show in general and your choice to put some live songs on Spotify?
Yeah, so that was from the EP release. That was from last November. Park Theater has always been a very special place in my heart. It's one of the hidden gems in Canada. I believe it just got voted as the number one indie artist venue, I believe, in all of Canada. So obviously the proof is in the pudding there, but Eric Castleman and all the good folk over there at Park Theater are tremendous to work with. One of the best venues that I've played. And we were lucky enough to host back-to-back EP releases in I guess 22 and 23 at Park Theater. So I decided that, you know, to kind of commemorate those two big cornerstones of, you know, of the years, let's release the live tracks and live music videos from both of those. So they were really fun to do. Did them with a very talented video producer, Dave McDonald in Winnipeg. He was always my go-to guy when I was living over there. And yeah, I was really happy with how these turned out. The band was awesome. They know who they are, Cam Cordovis, Tyler Wagger, and Jace Bodner, but we had a lot of fun for those shows.
Right on. I love that. You can definitely, I feel like, hear it in the songs, how much fun you guys had. A couple of the ones that we're going to listen to is, first off, we'll do Gasoline. Why don't you tell me a little bit about that song?
So Gasoline is about, you know, it's that second part to End of an Era, really the follow-up to that track. And it's talking about the realization of sometimes it's going to take more than you thought. And it's just that feeling like, I don't know if I can change. Like, have I done this for so long that this is just part of me? Like, am I able to wash my hands clean? And it's capturing those emotions when, you know, maybe you feel dirty about something, or you feel like you're, you know, you can't rid yourself of something you've done in the past. And it's kind of that, almost that hoping and praying that you can get past a certain memory or a certain, you know, image of yourself, and really working towards breaking that belief about yourself. So that one was a pretty heavy song for me personally.
Honestly, I feel like kind of on that same theme, another one we'll listen to was Outgrow. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell me about that one?
Outgrow is a fun one to write. That was actually one of the first songs that I had written for it. You know, it was even probably before the End of an Era EP came out. And it just was one that we kind of always, you know, had an infatuation with, per se. The song is kind of about a fling and, you know, falling for somebody that isn't reciprocating those feelings, and kind of realizing that's not the type of person you want to lead on to be in relationships, all the whilst understanding that you're hurting and you're missing that person. And, you know, you've outgrown that type of relationship or, you know, arrangement. But yeah, you haven't outgrown your feelings quite yet for that person.
All right. Well, we are going to listen to both of those songs and the live versions. You can find the unlive versions on Spotify as well, too. But as I said, I feel like mixing things up in this episode, and I thought it would be a lot of fun. So we're going to listen to Gasoline and Outgrow from your Park Theater show. And then when we come back, you actually sent me a couple songs that we will chat about as well.
That's Rock Park Theater.
Well, I don't think there's enough to wash me clean. Scars. And everything is flying up back at the start. I build up paradise and pull it apart. Too many broken bones and too many scars. Where I am and where I've been, there's an ocean in between. Where I am and where I've been,
I don't think there's enough to wash me clean.
Theater.
I'm getting forged and strong and I'm reading the star. Research to innocence is not in the cars. Until the lights come on, I stay in the dark. I don't think
a song called Outgrow.
Burning out the night, we were full speed ahead. Your feet up on the dash with the last cigarette. Your dirty blonde streets, they were blowing in the wind. Yeah, we were on the run, babe. Sing it with you. That desert sun was our sweet escape. 80 miles of love down the interstate. But that song went down and I missed the sign. No, it wasn't our time. We were never in it for love. Just you and I sticking around. We were burning like a wildfire.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. We're chatting with Garrett Nealis, and we just listened to a couple of his live songs, Gasoline and Outgrow, from his Park Theater little EP release concert there. I thought that was a lot of fun. I want to talk now about some of the songs that you sent me as well, too. One of them, I was kind of extra stoked because I do hear her on the radio all the time. I Got You. Devin Cole, why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of Devin Cole over the last year. You know, it's interesting because she has created such a strong platform, mainly through kind of DIY TikTok videos as well as social media little short clips, whether they be covers or actual songs that she's written. I think that she's a brilliant social media personality. And I think it's so brilliant because it just seems like it's genuinely her. I've never met her, obviously, in real life, but it just, everything she does, it just seems like, yeah, that's probably what Devin Cole is like in real life. And I think her songwriting is brilliant. She's really one of those artists that have really resonated with me from a songwriting perspective. And I think that means something, certainly. I have quite a high bar for songwriting, and it takes a lot to really, you know, turn my ear on to a song. And certainly she has that capability. I Got You, her latest single. I think she has more songs that probably have more depth to their songwriting. This one's more of that fun summer kind of catchy tune. So I would recommend that if you are, you know, looking for some really strong Canadian indie songwriting, go check out Devin Cole. She's fantastic.
Yeah, and I was scoping out her social media before this too, and I totally agree. She has a great social media, and it reminds me a lot of this band that I interviewed a while ago called Jed and the Valentine. And kind of the same thing. They are blowing up on social media as an artist because it's that exact little thing. Just like little clips of them singing their songs together. Nothing high produced, nothing crazy. They just like put up their phone in the living room and they're just this cute little folk couple from Edmonton. And they just sing their little songs to each other and it's adorable.
I love it. Yeah, it's one of those things where you never know what's going to really resonate with your audiences. And, you know, it's a battle that I still go through every day is, you know, finding an idea to put up on social media or figuring out something to post. But the truth of the matter is, I mean, if you just capture what you're doing in real life or, you know, play a cover song, just don't worry about the angles, don't worry about the setting or anything. Just, you know, show off the emotion and the talent that you've worked so hard to refine. I mean, that's what art is all about, right? You don't need to get too crazy or too methodical with it. It's just be consistent, capture fun stuff, and post stuff that you think is interesting. You know, not what you think is going to get a reaction or go viral. You know, I run into that pitfall all the time, but just post something that's interesting. You have an interesting story. You just have to figure out what it is and how to articulate it.
100%. Another song that you sent me a while that was absolutely beautiful was Time After Time by 1AM and Jonathan Karkar. Why don't you tell me a bit about your choice with that song?
I'm very proud to pump these guys' tires because they're actually, John is my producer, and the gentleman that he wrote it with, Anwar McDonald, is our writing partner as well. And just both of them are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant artists at what they do. They put together their, you know, a writing duo as well as, you know, an artist duo. They're coming out with some more content here very soon, but Time After Time, just that from that first line, like, I believe in God, but I don't go to church. It's just, yeah, I'm in, like, I'm listening, like that is me. Like, you know, we all believe that there's, you know, there's this goodness in the world or that there's a higher power, but we're just not all ready to admit to it or to, you know, do something to show reverence to it, like go to church or, you know, tell our parents we love them or, you know, call a friend because, you know, we want to tell them how much we value their friendship. It's just not easy to do, to be reverent and grateful all the time. It's so easy to be negative and be like, why me? Or, you know, I deserve this in life. But the fact of the matter is the moments we find the most peace and bliss in our life is when we are, you know, connecting with others, when we are in that state of just being grateful for what's right here. So I really love both of those guys' outlooks on life. I love them as people, and they've obviously crafted quite an amazing song. So if you are in the market for listening to something that's truly great on the songwriting side as well as production, go check out that song.
Well, we're actually going to check it out right now because it is an amazing song. Like, I think I actually listened to it twice before the show because I was like, this song is so good. Like, it was that exact example of just amazing songwriting.
I think even more so, it goes another layer. It's just amazing perspective. And that's what I really think that all the great songwriters have is amazing perspective. I think that John and Anwar are, you know, definitely prime examples of great perspective on life. So if I could go back and tell my younger self, my younger artist self, any tips on songwriting, it's, hey, what's your perspective on life? You know, do you have a great perspective on life or do you have kind of a glum and, you know, negative perspective on life? Because whatever your perspective is going to show out in your writing and in your art. And you know, I'm very fortunate to have gotten to the point where I get to work with great people that share, you know, equally as great perspective.
That's beautiful. What a great piece of advice too for all the artists or wannabe artists listening today is you have a wonderful perspective, just share it. And that's those that'll come will come. And yeah, so we're going to listen to those two songs, I Got You from Devin Cole and then Time After Time. And then when we come back, we will talk a little bit more about your music.
If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over. It's all good, baby, cry on mine. Mr. Bossman's on your back. You left your laptop in the taxi cab and you're crying in the park on your break. Your boyfriend can't talk you down. He doesn't understand what you're all about, but you've gotten kinda used to the taste. Don't think twice. You don't gotta be alone with the highs and the lows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. Secrets, I'm still stitching your clothes, I'm still letting you know when I made it home. So don't think twice, you don't gotta be alone with the ebbs and the flows. It's alright to need somebody. If you need a drink, then I'm fine. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come on. If you need a minute to think, I got time. If you need a shoulder, come over, it's all good.
Stay in summer's run, and the glory days just won't come. Oh, we You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Garrett Nealis, and we just listened to a couple songs that he sent us here that were just great examples of flawless songwriting. Definitely recommend checking those guys out. I will link them in the bio and stuff, so it's really easy for you guys to find. But I want to talk a little bit more about your music. One of the songs in particular was 27 off of the EP 27. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
That was another cornerstone for me. It truly marked the end of an era. If end of an era was the beginning of a new direction, 27 was closing the chapter finally on that old direction. There's a hook in the song. I learned to live again, basically, it encaptures everything that the song is about. It was 27 years of living a certain way, subscribing to a certain dogma of beliefs, and having a certain self-belief about myself that really wasn't going to be able to serve me anymore if I wanted to do what I wanted to do or what I want to do in life. And 27 was the moment that I really congratulated myself for graduating from that. You know, you're always going to have momentary lapses where you go back to former selves, former behaviors. But I really think that I could finally, you know, profess that I had become aware enough to realize when I was doing that and to put a quick stop to it. And it was a perfect ending to an album, in my opinion, was just finally coming to terms with, hey, I'm here now, I'm alive, and this is the start of something big. So
absolutely beautiful. We are going to listen to that song right away here, 27, off of the 2023 EP, 27. And then when we come back, unfortunately, we do have to wind down the show a little bit, but I do have one more song that we'll talk about and play before we do that.
I swear it feels just like a lifetime. Finally came to terms in my mind with all these broken perspectives, my twisted perceptions that I told myself. Guess I'm finally growing older. The world is falling off my shoulder with all my obsessions and unanswered questions. I spent 27 years living in my head, wasting all my time dancing with the dead, trying to hide my ghost underneath my bed, and no one else to blame. I let it take it. The strength that I kept buried deep within.
to live again.
You're listening to Background Noise. Like what you hear? Follow us on Instagram at Background Noise The Show for links to episodes, playlists, and more.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I did. It was just honestly a great emotional journey, and thank you for taking that taking us through that. It was really awesome talking about your older songs, your newer songs, and kind of your change and your progression throughout. One of the last songs I want to listen to, also off that 2023 EP 27, Caution. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yeah, Caution was you know what, that was another song about just being in the wrong type of relationships for what I was looking for. I think that, you know, it was a little bit of self-fulfilling prophecy. I think being afraid of commitments led to a lot of, you know, negative type relationships. So Caution was a little bit about understanding, hey, here's some of these red flags that you've seen before, and you know there's only two ways that you can go here. You can continue down the road and it's not going to lead to anything good, or you end things now. And that's really what Caution was about, is being a little bit bitter that you're continuously finding yourself in those types of relationships, but also understanding at the same time that it's kind of your own fault. And, you know, it's something that you're going to have to address on your own. So
definitely some of these songs really resonated with me, not from like a relationship perspective, but like, I definitely feel like that with a lot of jobs that I have. I keep going into jobs thinking they're going to be different and they're going to be better, and then they never are. And then I'm too scared to leave. And then it's that vicious cycle. So I've really enjoyed listening to a bunch of the songs and talking with you about them.
Yeah, it's funny how you can kind of translate these to different domains in life, and I definitely hear you on the job front or on the friendship front. Even sometimes, you know, I really believe that what's happening in our lives, and this is just me personally, I believe that whatever is happening to me in my life is a reflection of what I believe about myself in my head at the time. So, you know, when I'm seeing a lot of negative relationships or people trying to, you know, take advantage of something I have to offer, whether that's as an artist or just as a human, I have to take a step back and see, okay, what am I doing in my own life that's either attracting this, or am I projecting some of this as well? And Caution was definitely from a time where, you know, I don't think that I was quite there yet from a maturity standpoint. And I think that was coming out in a lot of my personal relationships.
We are going to spin that song in just a couple seconds here. But before we do, is there anything we should be keeping an eye out on you from the next little bit?
Yeah, keep an eye out for lots of live shows that are going to be coming up here soon. We've got, you know, singles that are going to be dropping almost every second month here for the rest of the year. Very exciting from a music, you know, and songwriting and release standpoint. And just keep an eye on, follow me on social media. You know, we post about everything that we're doing. We love to stay in touch with everyone and kind of make it feel like we're all part of a community. I'm in Toronto now, so if there's listeners across Canada here, feel free to reach out via Instagram or TikTok or whatever you're on. And, you know, maybe we'll be playing a show in your home city here sometime soon. So
I love that. We'll definitely keep an eye on it from that. I will, like the other artists, I will tag you as well in the bio so people can find you really easily and follow you, because you're going to have a lot of music coming out. And if you're a person that is on that new music train and they're always looking for new tunes, he's going to be a great artist to follow. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really did enjoy chatting with you. This is Caution off the 2023 EP 27 from Garrett Nealis.
Heard every lie, played every game, had the upper hand, been put in my place. Thought I outgrew that kind of love. You came along, washed my hands clean, sold me on your touch, lit a fire inside of me. But something about this just don't add up. How you kiss me like a lover, but you treat me like a friend. Are you inconsistent, or is this all in my head? I
wish that I could let you in, but I see caution on the signs up ahead. The flashing lights keep haunting me. I already know where this road leads. Take my fears and throw. Tell, did I make you mad or you just fighting with yourself? I haven't heard from you in 10 damn days. I opened up, swore to be an honest man. You said you were all in. I thought we finally stood a chance, yeah. But I'll be damned. Cause you fucked just like a lover and it's messing with my head. You build up all your walls and leave my messages unread. We should be full.
Well, that's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.